What is Qigong and how can it help you have a confident and calm life, as the title of this podcast proclaims? You will find the answers in this podcast series with host, the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod, and co-host, Nadine Searle, the calmer self coach. Qigong is an ancient Chinese practice of mindfulness, but it's so much more. Called internal medicine, it is said that using the practice of Qigong can create an elixir within. Could this be true? In this podcast series, this truth will be explored by two practitioners, one former type A and one former self-professed people pleaser. Dr. Roger Yonka calls Qigong one of the most eloquent, poetic, and effective tools in our quest for personal breakthrough and peace of mind. Your podcast hosts, Susan and Nadine, agree. Qigong can be a new tool in your personal health practice kit. Join them for this conversation that may just change your life. Hello, friends. I am delighted to welcome you to another episode of this amazing podcast series. Speaking with my co-host and friend, Nadine Searle, I am constantly reminded every engagement that we have of how much we have infused some of the basics of Qigong into our lives. She's been doing it longer than I have, and I can see and feel and experience this in her. So today, I am inviting Nadine to join me, and we are going to be speaking about how Qigong basics can truly change our lives. Hello, my friend. Good to see you.
Hello, Susan. I'm so pleased to be here with you again, talking about this wonderful life-changing experience.
It truly has become a life-changing experience for me, Nadine. In my very long journey from type A to Zen, I really was always constantly looking for something. And now that I've learned the practice of Qigong, the practice of mindfulness about your own energy, I can really call it in and kind of invoke it whenever I needed to support me, which frankly came up in one of your sessions talking about calmer self. And I, you know, came to tears because of your meditative experience, and I allowed the tears to flow. But then I still in all invoked some of the energy to give myself permission to feel, to be in what our listeners now know is the body, mind, and spirit, the three treasures as we call them, and to move forward in a way that's more comfortable. Nadine, I've been watching you and listening to you in our conversations and also in your other work, and I see how the basics show themselves. And I thought it would be an interesting and helpful conversation for us to talk about some of the basics and how even just knowing the basics, how helpful that can be.
Yeah, I totally agree. It is the things that I learned that are so simple that now I can, like you say, you can bring it into your everyday life. You can, you know, you do remember them, but they're very, very simple, but so beneficial. I mean, one of the things that I learned very early on was where we place our tongue in our mouth, and actually just sitting behind the teeth, the top teeth, just connecting, and that creates a circle. There's another term for it that's just not in my mind at the moment, but just doing that. And actually, when you do that, you just feel connected. I don't know if that's something you've come across.
It was in one of the practice videos, but it hasn't yet been integrated into the practice, but I was familiar with it. But again, it's interesting to hear how you're speaking about it and how you just described it. I did it in my mouth. I put my tongue behind my teeth. And I could feel the circle.
Yeah, I did it and then I couldn't speak. So. But it is that, you know, what I learned first of all was actually just relaxing, standing and relaxing. And that I realized I never did that. You know, knees not locked. My knees were always locked. I have to consciously unlock them now. I still do that. The arms hanging beside you, you know, that freedom, that movement. and just and swaying naturally a little bit, so you just feel that you're solid and safe and secure, and just those little things. And we used to start every class, I remember at the start going, I found that quite hard, because as I say, I wasn't ever in that posture, you know, just having that different relaxed, and then going, oh, this feels really good. It's changing my energy instantly just to be aware of how I'm standing and what's going on. So it really, that's the start of things that I first noticed, and it was really helpful.
So I love the idea of how basic this is. Mm-hmm. And I have experienced the same thing, which is that stance of which you just spoke, and how much we don't really ever do that. You know, basically from the time you wake up in the morning, probably you do go to the bathroom a few times in a day and you're still at that point. But other than that, unless you have built in a mindfulness practice, some kind of meditation experience, or, you know, whatever it is that brings you to the present, unless you've already developed a habit and have a practice of doing that, if our listeners think about it, Nadine, it's possible that you could feel the energy from the time you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night. If you speak to sales and marketing executives, yeah. I speak to women business owners, and we both speak to many more people as well. Mm-hmm. And so, but when you're talking to these groups of people who are, you know, in their purpose place, and they're intentionally doing, you know, what they want to be doing and also need to be doing, you could feel the energy of movement from morning till night, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, you, with your calmer self method, your entire business, which I personally have experienced, is in fact to help people settle that down and take a space for themselves. But they really would have to work with you in order to be able to experience that. And that this is why I really do love this conversation about Qigong basics. As you even spoke about standing still, your arms are out from your sides a little bit to allow that energy to move around you.
Yes.
So if your hands are tight into your sides, there's no room there.
Yes, need the space there. Yeah.
Exactly. So you create a little bit of space, and like Nadine showed you.
People can't always see, but it's also, it's almost making yourself a bit rotund, is a word that my nephew uses, rotund.
Yes.
And again, it was something when I first, you know, this is what we do, and actually breathing in and out of your belly, not holding it in tight, which I spent a lot of years doing, just letting that go in and out. That's freeing. But also this almost rounded, it's like, it seems there's circles everywhere. And I really love that. And it is, you're taking up your space, you're owning your space. Mm. And that in itself, just that stance, you go, it gives you, you know, you're the confidence queen, and it gives you a feeling of power and confidence, doesn't it? Here I am, taking up my space, my right, I'm big, I'm strong, I'm solid, I'm relaxed. And it's just, wow, that, you know, if that's all you do, that is amazing.
So we come back to the idea of basics. And I am really here to say I'm very early in my practice of this. And so, but I have been learning and practicing this a lot. And that stance, the space, the idea that you actually let your stomach out, like you said, instead of holding it in, you take the big belly breath from the bottom up, and you know, you claim your space, as you said. This really basic idea, if you can stand there for seconds to start, but honestly, if you practice, you could stand that way for 60 seconds and your whole body just begins to go down, and just, you know, your nervous system settles, and you calm down. And that's why I introduced this episode by saying you might be surprised at how little you need to know to actually be in it and benefit from it. So Let's still in all, Nadine, speak to the forms and the movement. So in Qigong, there are gentle flowing movements, and you know, they start with your hands and it could be your whole body. And there are a couple of forms, as we call them, that you use. And people might be familiar with Tai Chi. You know, they see in the movies this very, very slow movements, right?
Yeah.
So how important are these forms and this body movement, Nadine? Are they inside the basics? What are these forms and movements for?
Well, they are about moving your energy, your chi. And I was told, and it's something that made it easier for me, that you are holding your energy, your chi ball. So you're moving it around. So you're moving it up and down. You're moving it round and round, being aware. And you can feel, if you do with your hands, if you actually hold your hands in front of you, and I know you've done it before, we might have even done it on this, on these chats, but if you just take a moment and hold that energy, you can feel as if there is a ball there, moving it in and out a little bit, getting that magnetism and feeling that energy, and actually then just being aware that this is my chi and I'm going to move it up, down, round and round, and connecting. There's ones where we go over our head and we're connecting with points in our crown chakra, and we're moving and we're swaying like the trees, like nature. And I just love the flow, because there's movement. It's up and down, it's back and forth. And there's one that I love, which is like, I think it's like the waves, and you go backwards and forwards. And I mean, one of the ladies that used to teach us, she used to say it's like pushing a pram, which I didn't like, actually, because I found that quite disturbing. I'd rather say I'm controlling the waves, or the waves are flowing with me. Yeah. So I would rather have that. And there's one where we're lifting our arms up and we're like a bird, and we're like, you know, it's that freedom and it's that movement. So to me, the forms and the postures are important, but I'd really like to stress that actually it doesn't matter if you get them right or wrong. It's going with the flow. And I never, I'm just seeing myself doing it now. I never looked at myself while I was doing it. I thought I looked like my instructor, who was elegant and gorgeous. And I'm sticking with that. I don't want to look at myself doing it, because it's what you feel. So you just go with it. And if you are led by someone and you're watching somebody else, it's beautiful, because you just, you're in that movement, you're in that flow. And if you are doing it as a group thing, as I, my practice was to start with, there's that wonderful, we're doing it together. We're all moving together. We're going together, we're turning at the same time. We're doing the massive energy balls that we're moving around. And it's like a massage almost, that we're moving it around, and without touching, we are massaging our organs, and we're doing so much. So the movements are more beneficial than we need to know. Let's put it that way. We don't need to know all that. But when you actually do, I used to do the 18 forms. That was my standard practice and still is. Once you've done all those movements, you've moved that energy everywhere. So you feel refreshed. You feel like you've had a workout. You feel that you've had a massage. And it's really helpful. It just makes that fluidity that you need. You know, I start my day doing my 18 forms. And when I don't, I really feel it. Really feel it.
Yeah. So the message of doing the movement is important, but how you do it is not the most important thing. But Nadine, this is kind of like counterintuitive to our teaching. All of our learning since the time we were children is, you do it this way. Here's the right way to do it. You did that the wrong way. You need to do this the right way. You know, this is the way we do it. And so for me, it's been interesting. Don't forget, I'm getting my certification as the teacher.
Yes, different angle.
I laughed a little bit, because I've had the same experience. The faculty in the certification program that I am in the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi with Dr. Roger Yanka, the faculty have been amazing. and you do have that beautiful experience where they're so good and so smooth, and you know, you see yourself in the same way. But guess what? I've been creating already very brief 5-minute video sessions. So I am literally recording myself. They're already on my YouTube channel because I don't need to be perfect, even though, you know, that's a little hard for me to say.
I was going to say that's a good one for you. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, former type A shows herself every now and then, but I'm breaking through because the basics are what matter. That's why we're having this conversation today. So something else just came up I want to share with our listeners. Nadine referred to the 18 forms. Now, through my research, because for me, I'm not just taking it, I'm studying it. So I'm also researching. Through my research, I know what you're referring to by the 18 forms. Yeah. But in my practice that I'm being taught by another teacher, we have a 10 form process. And this brings us back to a conversation we've had before on the podcast, but definitely bears repeating. And that is, there are thousands of forms, thousands of methods for Qigong. And the most important thing is for you to feel and understand what the energy is that can support you in your life. And then you can look, you can practice, you can try, you can practice, you can look some more, you can experiment and, you know, really search and seek and feel for what it is that supports you. And so one of the basic things that we're learning, Nadine and I in real time are showing you here. We both have different practices of Qigong. She told us about the tongue behind the teeth. Well, as I said, I had known about that from my research, but it hadn't been taught to me. And I have this beautiful 10-part form, which moves the energy up and down and all around the body and in and out and around. And it's just beautiful. I've learned it, but I'm not practiced at it yet. And both of it is, both ways are correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but Nadine, I do want to say, I love what you just shared with us about the forms and the movement. I asked you, do they matter? And you showed us a few things and you shared with us that the forms matter because you're actually moving energy.
Moving
energy around you. And even now, as I just do, even something
what you're doing.
Right.
Perfect.
You know, feel it coming up in me to come into the relaxed state of a repetitive, slow, mindful movement, right? So even if you don't know what energy is, you don't know how it's supposed to feel, you don't know what's supposed to happen, these are all natural questions, Nadine. Before, in my old me, I would have been like, energy, what's that? You know, honestly. And yet now here I am, you know, doing
it. You get it.
This idea of, and I'm doing this just so you could see this, you know, again, there's the round, you know, around each other, right? And so anything like this that you do that is a slow, repetitive, mindful movement serves. Isn't that right, Nadine?
It's so right. And I love the fact that you just demonstrated something so simple. And that might be all that you want to do, maybe all you need to do. It literally is. You know, you can stand just focusing on your chi wherever you want to place it, wherever you want to feel it. We used to do quite a lot of standing just with our hands on our lower dantian, which is our tummy underneath our belly button, and just breathing in and out and just focusing on that area. And that was really empowering. So simple. We didn't have to move. You know, it just actually focusing. And then in your mind, if you want to, you can just take that energy up and down. You don't have to move a muscle. You can do it with your mind. You can do it with gentle flowing movements. But even if you don't know any of the forms, and like we say, there's so many, you don't need to learn them perfectly. Just go with the flow, just move. You know, if you're moving naturally, you know, anyway, what I'm doing now, I haven't got a clue, but, you know, moving feels right, feels good. And we used to do a warm-up, which was so lovely, and it was just literally banging, you can't see properly, but just hands by your side, just loose, banging gently, front to back. And that in itself, just swaying, moving, just beautiful to do. I think I just pulled my microphone out, sorry.
I can hear you.
It's back in.
Yeah, we could hear you. So that movement that Nadine was just talking about, is absolutely one of the basics that was practiced by thousands of people in the squares in China a thousand years ago. These movements really truly have stood the test of time. What's happening when you move and you loosen your arms and they bang in front of you and bang behind you, they're naturally organically hitting energy centers in your body and also doing what would be called tapping or considered tapping, which is where you're actually touching energy centers in your body. You're touching points that are reflex points. And again, Nadine, in the day before I started studying this and learning this, it looked crazy. It sounded crazy. And honestly, Nadine, that is why I wanted to offer, sponsor and host this podcast. That I wanted to do it with you so that you and I could show from across the world and different practices, right? Different learnings. We didn't take from the same teacher. And as we've gone over and over, that the benefits can still serve. Yes. And so one of the absolute basics that we start with is the ideas that come to your mind. The thoughts that we have that are constantly crowding the mind and then maybe come into what we call perseverating, you know, like constantly perseverating in your mind. You're constantly thinking of that thing. I'm not doing that. I didn't do that. That wasn't good enough. Oh, I still have to do that. What if I don't get that done? Does that sound familiar, Nadine?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. But it's so, because again, this is a way of getting rid of that, because that doesn't serve us well, does it? If we're doing that, focusing on the physical, the chi, the energy can just still and quiet your mind. And that for me at the time when I first started this was what I really needed. I didn't know that's what I needed. I didn't know that's what I was going to get from it, but I got it. And I got that even when I didn't know what I was doing. My first class that I went to, where I was at the back failing all over the place, no clue. I felt the benefit of what you've just described. And that was my life changer. That was the start of this and why I wanted to do more and learn more. But, it, you know, it isn't about, you know, one form, 10 forms, 18 forms. It doesn't matter. It's about tuning in to your chi, your energy, finding a way, doesn't matter what it is, there's no right or wrong, to move it around a little bit and changing how you show up in the world. You say this all the time and I love it. How you stand in this space, how you present yourself, how you feel inside and out. And I share very quickly one thing that I used to do with this lovely stance, taking up your space and everything. When I used to go backwards and forwards to central London on the train, I used to claim my space. I got bigger and bolder and using these postures. I'd be on the train trying to keep out of everyone's way, making myself as small as I could. Very uncomfortable, really, really not good for my mindset either. And then I started to go, well, I'm going to take up my space. I'm going to be here. I felt strong. I felt solid. I felt important. The confidence boost was there. Beautiful. I was taking up my space. Whoa, whoa. You know, and that's a life changer. You know, that wasn't the thing that I was taught. It just came quite naturally to go, well, here I am. I'm fluid. I'm moving. And I didn't get so many aches and pains from standing so tight.
So this is such a huge thing. I didn't get so many aches and pains from standing tight, like tightly, you know, clenching, right?
Which is what I was doing.
Exactly. One of the moves in Qigong is where you come in, you know, and you clench and you breathe and you let go. And you let it go. And then you come in and you clench and you breathe and you let it go. And this repetitive motion helps you to feel what Nadine was just talking about. And that's another piece of this that I would really like to call in. These slow, repetitive, mindful movements do help you move your body around. If you suffer from chronic pain, it might be hard to go to the gym or do a hardcore Zumba workout or whatever. But these slow movements where you're really gracefully just moving back and forth, you're getting movement into your body. And you're, you know, you're giving your joints something to do and movement, you know, back and forth, front to back, back to front. And this serves your body so well. I'm really, you know, I want to tell you, Nadine, I have been sharing our podcast episodes with friends and family and people. And so when I do that, I'm listening to them. And of course, I do teach webcam confidence. I do teach that you should always watch yourself. You should always see for yourself how you're looking, how you're sounding, and also what you're saying. And but honestly, when I have watched our conversations, I've been intrigued in a learning state of being. I just want to say thank you so much for showing up here with me and sharing the gift of your experience, your practice, and really helping us feel that calm sense of self, which after all is what you do as the Calmer Self Coach. Nadine, this has been a wonderful conversation talking about how the basics can truly change your life. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to share. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll see you again soon for our next episode.
Yes, look forward to it.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.